In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So with iOS 11 currently in beta, the iPad gets some new tricks, some new skills. You can see for yourself when it arrives next fall how it will be able to do things like use multiple windows, drag and drop files. Things that seemed out of touch on an iPad will now be a reality. But are we ready? Or will learning the ropes of a new iOS for the iPad give us a headache? Let's get more. Joining us now from our studios in San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler. Hey, Jeff.
Howdy.
So where to start? I'm already a little nervous, and I have a couple of months before trying it out, but let's walk through it. A new interface, a new much-awaited dock, what should we be ready for?
Yeah, for the first time, this is an iPad that doesn't work just like an iPhone. After how many years now? Is it 7 years?
Wow.
They've finally kind of gone their own direction, and it's still called iOS, but the iPad has a lot of tricks that you don't have on the iPhone. And that starts with a good old-fashioned dock. Now, anybody who's used a Mac before is familiar with this. It's where your most important programs live. It used to be that on an iPad, if you wanted to switch programs, you had to go back to the home screen, pressing that home button, then load your app, and that's how you switch back and forth. Now you just kind of flick your finger up from the bottom, and up pulls your customizable dock, and that's how you get to programs.
What I find fascinating, too, the fact that we can move things now, it's a good thing, but isn't an easy thing. There's always something to be said about a mouse's ability to maneuver over touchscreens and trackpads, but what can you do, and how will all that dragging and stuff work?
This is, I think, the key question about where the iPad is going for the future. In my column, I began with what I sort of at the time thought was kind of a joke, what my iPad could use is a good mouse.
Right.
But since the column published, I've heard from so many journal readers saying, actually, I would really, really like a mouse or trackpad for my iPad too. And this is kind of the core problem that the iPad faces at this point in its identity. So it wants to be much more functional so people can use it as a laptop replacement. But there are things about the experience of using an upright computer, which is what the iPad has become now that it's got a keyboard and all these other functions, that are really best done by hand on a mouse or trackpad. Because on this iPad, when I've got it in this keyboard, I now have to reach up my hand to push up that dock to do things.
Sounds exhausting.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Steve Jobs actually once famously made fun of the idea of using a vertical touchscreen. He said people would get gorilla arm from having to do it all day long. And I have to agree with Steve Jobs here. I got a lot of gorilla arm from using the iPad with iOS 11 as my sole computer for a week.
Another key theme here is the issue of organization and multitasking. You know, a lot of apps on our iPads. How has the new iOS improved things and juggling all the apps that we have, and how can we better use them all via a new iPad or iOS?
Yeah, well, on iOS 11, you can now actually play, depending on how new your iPad is, actually up to 4 different apps at once. Now, why you'd want to do that on a 10.5-inch screen, I don't know, but you can. So you can have a split view, which basically allows 2 apps to be active at once, or you can have a split view and something that's called kind of a hover mode, where one just kind of floats over the other open app or apps, and you can move it around. So I tried working with this, and certainly if you are, copying and pasting things between different apps or, checking your notes while you're working, that's convenient. But what it wasn't ever able to really replicate for me was that dashboard feeling that I get on using a real computer, where you have a whole bunch of windows open. Maybe you're seeing some, Twitter feed flow by over here and the news ticker over here. The iPad still doesn't have the real estate to kind of give that experience.
Yeah, it's a lot to organize. What about the organization of all of our stuff, storage, the cloud? Any easier?
This is actually, I think, one of the smartest things about the new iPad. So there's finally a Files app where you can go in and look at your files. Actually, this one's on the new iPhone as well. But what makes it cool is that you can not only see where your things actually live on the device, because in the past it's been kind of a mystery, but now you can also plug plug your cloud accounts into that. So if you've got iCloud, of course, from Apple, but also Dropbox and a whole bunch of others, they all live in one place. And you can move files in between nested folders there, even search their contents, which might actually make it the most convenient place for me to search for my files across the many different cloud services that I use.
We're talking to The Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler about how to use your iPad with the new iOS 11. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So let's round this out. What is the standout here? What are some new apps, some new features, some new skills that are really going to pop when we all get to use iOS 11 this fall with our iPad?
Yeah, well, if you're going to have a professional machine, you need professional apps. And Apple has realized that. And I think they've probably put the most work into their Notes app. So it can do a couple of cool tricks on the iPad. One is if you have one of those Apple Pencils, which they sell for $100 as an add-on to the iPad Pro line, you can just take the pencil and you tap on the home screen with it. It pulls up the Notes app and you can immediately start scribbling. The other thing it can do now is it can actually recognize the words in your scribbles. So if you go back later to search, it'll find the note that you just scribbled before if you had like a keyword, if your handwriting is not awful.
Well,
and
my
handwriting's
yeah.
pretty bad yeah. and it did an okay job. So I'll give it some props
cool.
on that. One other thing that I used a lot was in the Notes mode, you can also now basically have it scan a receipt or a document. You hold it up to it in the special mode, and it sees it on the floor or on the table, wherever you've put it, and then kind of stretches it out and adjusts the lighting so it looks like a receipt that you could submit for expenses. And that, to me, is a great example of something you can really only do on an iPad and can't do on a laptop, which is definitely where Apple's trying to take this conversation.
I'm actually excited. I'm a little nervous, though. So Jeff Fowler, always appreciate the time. For more and for some visuals, you can check out Jeffrey Fowler's piece online at wsj.com/tech. And this has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.